This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies of blue.
Well, we are getting that nice blue sky. The sun is out. But Mother Nature, she's having a rough time this spring. Yesterday, where I live here in Maine, we were almost 90. Today, we'll be lucky if it hits 70. And then on Monday, we'll be lucky if it hits 60. Boy, the plants are really confused. They just can't get 3-4 days in a row of steady weather. We're in June, and it's still unsettled. So at least we've got the gardens planted, or we're still planting them. And we're getting to enjoy what spring should actually look like. But don't get discouraged if everything isn't all in. You still have plenty of time. Don't get discouraged if the lawn isn't the way it should. Here in northern New England, we are getting into a drought situation. For the month of May, normally we get a little over 4 inches, and we ended up with just less than. So the ground is bone dry, and for those of us that don't irrigate the lawn, it's not looking as good as it should at this time of the year. Even though it's been fed and cared for, we just need a day of rain. Maybe some of the rain that's in the middle Atlantic will come up and give us a good soaker to wake up everything. In the meantime, we're still working around the yard, planting and pruning and cleaning and weeding. And if you need some help, then give us a call. The phone number here is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261, and we'll work together to get your yard in tip-top shape. One of the things that I'd like you to do, I know some of you have mowed the grass 2 or 3 times, maybe more. When you get done, take a look at the blades of grass. They should have a nice, clean cut, like a sharp edge on it. If the edge of your blade of grass is kind of frayed, and when you look at the lawn, it's got like a little bit of a white tinge to it, just kneel down on the grass and pull some of the blades off and take a look at it. But if it's not a nice clean cut, it's frayed, then it's time to sharpen your lawnmower. Now, some of you may say, well, it's still cutting the grass. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is this. If you cut the grass, the blade is sharp, and you get a nice clean cut, where you made the cut with the blade, it will seal itself. It'll make like just a little scab on it. And your lawn will look nice and green. The moisture will stay inside and is protected from any diseases that may be around. So you want to be aware of it, because as we get into June and July and August, and you get some hot, humid, muggy days, that will increase the possibility of fungus diseases getting into your lawn. And the only way that you can prevent them is to have a sharp blade. Or you could spend the money and buy turf fungicides. Some of the worst diseases for your lawn is something called red thread. And red thread, you will start to notice hot, muggy weather. And when you look at your lawn closely, you'll see a little bit of pink on the grass. And this usually happens in full sun. It can happen in partial shade. But it looks like a little piece of cotton. And it has a pink coloration. And you'll notice little red stripes. Not looking at it, but you'll notice that pink coloration. When you pull a few blades out, you'll see little red stripes on it. And you'll see some of the little pink cotton. And it will move slowly throughout your lawn. So just be aware of it. Check your blade. And I know there's a lot of you out there, talking to a bunch of you, that you bought the lawnmower and haven't sharpened the blade since. You've hit sticks that have fallen from trees during the winter, a rock here and there. Have the blade sharpened. It's an investment that will pay back 10 times, because if you have to buy a turf fungicide, it's going to cost you a lot more money than having the blade sharpened. So that's one of the main things that need to be done right now. It's very important. And the other thing is, if you're in a situation like I am here where we haven't had any rain, raise that blade. Get it up to about 3 inches. And that will create some shade on the ground. Your lawn will look like it may need to be cut a little bit, but the blade of grass will weep over. It will shade the ground. It will help to retain the moisture that's in the soil. And you can bring it down in the fall, but at this time of the year, for June, July, and August, raise your blade to about 3 inches or even a little more if you can get it up that high. It will make a big difference in the color of your grass, because if you cut it short, it doesn't rain, you're not watering it, and it gets hot and sunny, then the heat's going to dry up your soil, and your lawn will go into an early dormancy, and you don't want that to happen. So just be aware of it, and raise that blade, sharpen the blade, and if you haven't fed your lawn yet, spend a little money, a little time, and invest on the grass. A good fertilization will go a long way, and you can still kill the weeds. Your dandelions, your chickweed, your clover, that weed killer can still be applied. And being that it's dry, what I recommend that you do, drag out the hose, drag out the sprinkler, and place it in your lawn. Get that area just wet, or you don't even use a sprinkler. Put the nozzle on the end of your hose and walk back and forth on your lawn and give it a quick spray with the hose so that it's wet. And that way, when you use a broadleaf weed killer, it will change the granular product to a liquid. The liquid will enter the foliage and it will kill all of your broadleaf weeds. So this is the time right now. Now, those of you that have crabgrass in your lawn, it's important that you spray it right now. If you didn't put a pre-emergence, that's a product that will fertilize the lawn and prevent the crabgrass from germinating. And you may only have it here and there. Get yourself a good post-crabgrass control. Bayer has a great product, and that spray that they have will also take care of some of your broadleaf weed seeds that could have blown in from your neighbor's house, could have drifted in from miles away, but it's in your lawn. It's too late for the pre-emergence, but the liquids post-emergent, which means after, will kill the little seedlings. And you can tell what crabgrass looks like if you look near the edge of a walkway. If you look near the edge of your driveway, you will see little pale green grass. It's not as dark as the rest of your lawn. It's a lighter coloration. And it's not very big, maybe half an inch to an inch in length. And it's in two pieces, one blade to the right, one blade to the left. And then for some of you, maybe a little bit bigger. But while it's young and tender, get the crabgrass killer and spray it on your lawn. A day like today where it's nice and sunny, it will do the job very, very quickly. There's no rain in the forecast right now. We're in the Northeast, so get it sprayed. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to PaulParent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to PaulParent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Nathan, good morning.
Morning.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
I'm here. I've already got dirt on me, Paul.
Well, we're going to get you rolling in it today.
Yep.
Who do we have up first this morning, Nathan?
Let's see. It looks like Marie in Massachusetts.
Marie, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
It's good to talk to you. Hi. Paul, I have a Russian olive, and it's probably 15 feet tall. And it leafed out beautifully, and all of a sudden, all the leaves on half of it died. They're all brown.
And, oh, wow.
And it's never happened before. So I don't know. I tried scratching it, but it's hard to tell because there's still some shoots coming off of some of the branches, and there's multiple trunks coming out of the bottom. Do you have any idea what might have happened?
Is it one of the trunks that's coming out?
Hard to tell, but I think so.
Okay. It sounds like it may be a borer, which would be a little like a maggot-looking type insect that could be in that branch if it's killed one branch. If it was, you know, throughout the whole tree on all of the individual shoots coming from the ground, then I would think it could be some winter damage, but it would not have leafed out if it was winter damage.
What about a rabbit? It looks like there might be a hole underneath. There's so many leaves around it, and there's multiple trunks coming out of the same area that it's really hard to tell. But it's on both sides. It's not just one branch. It's multiple branches. But like I said, there's multiple trunks coming out from the bottom. So I had thought about a borer, but I just wasn't sure. So I just thought I'd call you and see if you have come across this before.
Okay. What you want to do is to grab a hole of one of the branches that you think is dead. Hmm. And slowly or just pull it out from the main bush itself so that you can visually see that it's that particular branch. And then I would take either some loppers or a saw and cut that branch out. Once you take that branch out, then take a knife and see if you can scrape some of the bark. But if you look where you made the actual cut, see if there's any holes that have been drilled going up into the stem itself.
Okay.
And if you see little holes or little tunnels between the bark and the wood, then that would be the sign of a borer.
Okay.
Okay? So anything that's dead at this point should be removed. So if the leaves came out, they turn brown or black, then that branch is definitely dead. So you want to get all of that out. And
okay.
If you see any holes, then that's the sign of a borer.
Okay.
Now, if the holes that are around the base of the tree, are they just like a couple of inches in diameter?
Yes. You know how when you have a lot of trunks coming out, sometimes there's a space in between them. Well,
yep.
It looks like there's a hole that an animal might have dug down into.
Okay. Well, if it's only a little hole, it could be a chipmunk because they're all over the place this year. Every place, everybody that I've talked to, they have chipmunks running around the yard like they haven't had in several years. So a chipmunk would not be eating the root system of your plant. It would be digging a hole, making a place to live, and they'll eat some of the roots, but that's not really the problem. I would remove everything that's dead, clean it up, fertilize the plant, get some plant tone, organic fertilizer from Espoma, and you use 1 pound for every 3 feet of height or spread. And if you're finding the holes, get some systemic tree and shrub.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now being faced with tariffs on the steel and aluminum they sell to the United States, several U.S. allies are still speaking out against them. The European Union Senior Trade Commissioner calling the tariffs illegal. Canada and the EU plan to file challenges with the World Trade Organization. But Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, speaking after a 3-day G7 Finance Ministers Summit, insisted yesterday those tariffs are fair.
President Trump has been very clear in wanting to address trade issues. Again, our objective is to make sure we have fair and balanced trade.
Drought in America's West is still feeding fires in Colorado and New Mexico. Over 400 firefighters are battling a massive wildfire that's still 0% contained in northern New Mexico, and a wildfire in southern Colorado is forcing the evacuation of over 800 homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Audrey in Kittery.
Audrey from Kittery, Maine. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. We're going to be having a storm, lots of rain on Monday, and then showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. And I've got seeds I was going to plant today, but will they be washed out?
What kind of seed do you mean, for flowers or vegetables or the lawn?
Vegetables.
For vegetables? I wouldn't think so. I've planted beans and carrots and radishes and all, you know, your seeded type vegetables. And one of the times that I did it, I set up my sprinkler. I forgot it. And it ran for like 5 hours in a row, and it did very well. The ground in Kittery is dry, Audrey.
Yeah, but and this is in a, excuse me, Paul, this is in a raised bed.
Okay, well, I mean, a raised bed is still dry. I mean, if you go into that raised bed and you take a garden trowel and you push it in and peel up the soil, you're going to see it's dry going deep into it. But, you know, at this point, I would just get it in the ground, and they predicted showers most of Friday and Saturday, and we didn't get a heck of a lot of rain. And I was working on the lawn yesterday, and it is bone dry. I took a trowel, I went into the ground, the depth of the trowel, and it was powder. So, a good soaking. If you're really concerned that it's going to be very heavy rain, then wait until Tuesday and plant it.
It's going to be raining too.
Yeah. Well.
And anyway,
yeah.
I'll give them a shot. But if they wash out, I'm going to come up to your house. Okay. Also, I haven't received my tomatoes and pepper plants, and I ordered them from Burpee. So I'm going to call them today. Is it a little bit too late to get those things in?
No. No, you still have plenty of time. I mean, you just think about this. You know, April, we had snow on the ground, and it was snowing. And May has been up and down and up and down temperature-wise. And even last year, we had a late start to the planting season. And last year, I didn't get most of my garden planted until early June. And it worked out really well. So don't get discouraged. Give them a call. Raise hell with them. And you know, tell them you need those plants now. You've paid for them. They were supposed to be delivered. They're not here. And don't be concerned. You've got May is gone, but the month of June, just think about it. We've got two more weeks where your days are going to get longer every single day. You're gaining 3 minutes of daylight every single day until the 21st or 22nd or something. And so you've got plenty of daylight. Your temperatures are going to warm up. As long as you can water, if it doesn't rain, you'll be in good shape. But see what the forecast is calling for rainfall. If you lived in Washington, if you lived in Virginia, North Carolina, they're getting the heavy rain. My brother-in-law lives in Roanoke, Virginia, and in the last 2 weeks, they've had 7 inches of rain, and he's had some erosion problems. But we are very dry here, and just turn on the weather channel on your television or listen to the local weather and see what they have to say. And if they're saying we're going to have torrential rains, then hold off. If it's just going to be showers, get them planted.
Yeah. This rain on Monday is supposed to go all night, all day and all night, and then showers Tuesday and Wednesday. So.
Okay. Well,
Let it rain.
Yeah, I would just say wait until Tuesday. Give it a real good soaking on Monday.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday between showers, go out there and plant them. Your soil will be wet. The rain or the showers that we get on Monday and Tuesday will soak where you've planted your seed. They'll absorb the moisture. They'll germinate because the ground is getting warm. And you'll be ahead of the game. But, you know, if they're calling for a heavy rain, I haven't watched the weather, so I'm not sure. But wait until Tuesday or Wednesday and plant it there.
I will do it on Tuesday. Thank you so much, Paul.
Okay, Archer. You have a great weekend.
And you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you need some help, we have room for you this morning. Give us a call, and we'll try and help you out. The weather is just up and down. And, you know, if the weatherman was right every time, you would follow him. But most of the time, he's not that accurate. Again, they call for showers all day Friday and Saturday, and we didn't get a heck of a lot. We had a little bit of rain here in Kennebunk, where I live, on Saturday morning, but it cleared up and turned out to be a beautiful day. You just got to take a chance and get everything planted. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Sue in Rochester.
Sue from Rochester, New Hampshire. Good morning. How can we help you with your garden?
Well, good morning, Paul. I've got two problems. One for a neighbor. She's got a member of the Prunus family growing, pretty nice sized tree. I'd say probably 18 feet tall. Well, this spinter, she believes that the wind and the cold made it split. So she had me look at it. And there's a, there are vertical, two vertical splits up the bark. And the bark is rough. It's not smooth. So it's not like it's a black cherry or anything. But, and the splits are, one of them's a good 5 inches and the other one's about the same size. So I stuck my fingers in there. It's a narrow split and it feels like the wood underneath is healing.
Right.
But I suggested to her that she go and get a product that she could paint on to protect the underlying wood because the bark is peeled. And, well, it's not peeling open. It's just open. It's split open.
Right.
And it's maybe 3/4 of an inch at the widest, or an inch maybe. But it looks like it's healing. But I had said, well, go get this product and paint it on, and that will protect the interior and the wood and keep insects from getting in between the wood and the bark. And so she came to me last week and said, well, I asked a couple more people. And they said, don't bother. I'm calling you because she really wants a definitive answer whether what your opinion would be, should she paint those cracks and or not.
Okay. The arborists are no longer recommending that you use tree paint. And
okay.
The reason is that paint has asphalt in it. It has oil, and at times the oil can actually slow down the healing process. And tree paint has been used for many, many years, and in the last 10 or so years, they're saying don't use it. And if you have any work done, tree work done, you'll notice that they're not painting them anymore. What I would recommend that you do is this. First of all, the family that you are talking about, the cherry family, they have a dark colored trunk. So the bark itself is a dark color. And this year the weather was up and down. You had decent weather, then it got really, really cold, and then it got nice again. And on the south side of the tree, especially with a dark-colored bark, you had, during the morning, the sun would come up. And even though it was, let's say, 20 degrees out, the sun would hit the bark, and on the south side of the tree, it would warm it up to above freezing. And it stayed nice and warm all day. The sun went down at 4:35 o'clock. And where it had been heated by the sun got real cold. And the bark would expand with the cold weather, just like when you make ice. The ice cube, when you fill it.
It's on the south side.
Yeah. So it's the freezing and thawing. Now, I have 3 purple leaf plum, which are purpley red foliage.
Yep.
They've been planted on my driveway for probably 10, 12 years. 2 years ago, one of them cracked and died. This past year, the second one cracked and died. So if hers is still alive, that's a good thing. So what you want to do to seal up that split is tell her to get a candle. Go outside with the candle, light it, drip the wax down the trunk where the split is, and as the wax runs down the tree, take her finger and push the wax into that slit. And the wax will fill it to prevent moisture from getting in, to prevent insects from getting in, to eliminating dehydration coming in from the trunk. And as the tree heals itself, it will slowly push the wax out. It'll make a layer of bark around it, and it will heal itself. So rather than put tar in there that could get stuck inside where it's healed, it's only wax. And the wax is easy to push out than putting an asphalt-based paint.
What about wilt stop? Wouldn't wilt stop be a good sealant then in that area?
Well, it would prevent the dehydration, but it will not fill the hole. And that way, water can get inside that crack, and then you could have rotting. Because wilt stop breaks down with a lot of heat.
Right. Okay. Yep.
So just take a candle, light it, let it drip on the side of the trunk, push it in with your finger, and then make it nice and smooth. That'll keep the water out, preventing rotting. It'll keep insects out, and it will heal a lot better. And then have her fertilize it. A good feeding of fertilizer will go a long way, so you can get some tree tone. Take a crowbar, make some holes underneath the drip line of the tree, put a half a handful in each hole, and follow the recommendations, and then water it in, and that will help with the speeding process of healing the splits in the tree. But it will come. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up next that needs some help with their garden?
Sue wanted to finish up with a question about her lawn.
Okay, Sue, what's your question about the lawn?
Paul, I shoveled an area out back for my dog this winter, and because of the cold, it killed that whole area of grass, pretty much killed everything. So now I've got this big patch, and I do live in a condo association, and everyone's like, what are you going to do? Well, unfortunately, before it really started to grow up, I put a pre-emergent down. So I'm out there digging now and putting plugs of grass in, but it doesn't seem like the product I put down is even still there in the area. Is it possible to seed where I actually had earlier in the season put down the pre-emergent, or should I just give up and try and do that next spring?
Okay. Pre-emergence crabgrass preventer is a product that will prevent any types of seed, grass-type seeds, from germinating for a 6 to 8 week period. So that means that figure out when you put it down. If you put it down the first week in May, that means that all of May and all of June, it will do its job and it will prevent weeds from coming in. Because when you put it down, it was a granular product. It got wet.
Yep.
The granular dissolved, and it created a barrier or like a skin on the surface. And if there are seeds in the ground, they germinate. When they puncture that barrier, they absorb the product, and it will kill them. So what you've got to do, wait until the fall and do your planting at that time. Because to try and plant grass seed without irrigation during July and August, I mean, it's just not going to grow because it's hot, it's dry, and traditionally we don't get a lot of rain during the summer months.
Right.
So if you can't irrigate, if you can't irrigate every single day when you put down the seed until it's up and growing, then wait until the fall.
All right, yeah, and I probably can't because then there'll be complaints about using the water too much. What if I disturb the soil and disturb the surface of the soil and do like spot seeding?
When you disturb the soil, it does break up that barrier. But once you get a good rain, that barrier goes back into place.
Okay. All right, good. That answers my question. I was just hoping I might be able to do it, but I tried to prevent it probably a little too early. So.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paul. I really appreciate your help. You're always so great to go to.
Thank you, Sue. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's a catch 21 almost. You know, you want to kill the weeds and prevent the crabgrass from coming in and feeding the lawn, but anything that is a pre-emergence or a weed killer. So if you were to put down a dandelion and a broadleaf weed killer, you cannot plant grass seed for about 30 to 60 days, depending on the product. A crabgrass preventer will last longer than a broadleaf weed killer, which will break down with the rays of the sun, with the beneficial microbes in your soil, so that you've got to take it one day at a time. And it's this year, because of the way spring came, being up and down, snow late into the season, it confused a lot of people, including me. You just didn't know what to do because we're not accustomed to having that type of weather. We're accustomed to having the weather slowly warming up, and then the days getting nice, and then you're out in the garden. This year, the weather went just the opposite. It was up and down. It would snow. It would get nice. It would snow again. And think about how much of snow we had during March and even into April. So we're all confused at this point, and that's what I'm trying to do, is to try and get you straightened out. But don't get discouraged. Things are going to happen the right way. Your grass will get nice and green. We just need some water, that's all.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.